Okay? Hebrews 11 and verse 23, we read, by faith, Moses, when he was born, okay, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents. Okay, wow. That is a very special thing. Now, his parents saw that he was a beautiful child, beautiful baby. Right, he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. Now, here is a very important lesson for us to learn. Is the faith of our parents ours? Is the faith of our parents ours as well? Okay, for some of us, maybe our parents are not Christians, never mind. But for those whose parents who are Christians and they believe in the Lord, is their faith also yours? Now, it's very important for us to say, well, faith is something that can become very personal. This is a faith that belongs to me. They were not afraid of the Pharaoh. Now, you turn with me to Genesis. Sorry, Exodus. Exodus chapter 2. Okay, in Exodus chapter 2, we read, and a man of the house of Levi went and took as wife a daughter of Levi. Okay? So there's a Levi. Levi is, from... Okay? And so the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that she was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. Now, there was a decree. There was an... decree by the Pharaoh, okay, that all male child, all babies who were male, were to be killed. Okay, they were to be killed straight away. All the female babies, they will survive. But all the guys, all the male babies were to be killed. Okay, and this was a decree that was given by the Pharaoh during that time. And she hid the child for 3 months. How do you hide a crying baby? How would you cry? Say for example, if you're a baby now, and you have to hide the baby. How would you hide? Ryan, how would you hide the baby? What would you do, Bethany? Not easy, right? How to hide a baby? Maybe we ask the expert. Gavin, cannot hide a baby. For 3 months. The baby want to cry. Shh, keep quiet. He wants to cry. Take the, what you call it? Pacifier. How? Cannot. Can be done. Gavin.
Not to cry.
I mean, hide the baby. Maybe baby sure have to cry, but how would you hide the baby for 3 months?
John Patton managed to.
Last time, they don't stay in houses where the walls are a bit more soundproof. They stay in clay walls and so on. Yeah, how would you hide?
Like the patriarchs of the Old Testament. John had faith in the heavenly country.
Hard, right? Yeah. It's very hard. You come to think of it. It's very hard. Ryan, is it easy or not? Don't know. But it's a very hard thing to do. Tobias, what do you think?
Stay tuned for next week's.
What would you do to try to hide a baby? Okay, that's a nice try. Put the baby in a basket, put underneath a cloth or something. But the baby is still going to cry. Sometimes I look at Sherry when she's holding Jasher, and then she, covers him. As if she's actually not carrying a baby. Sometimes she's like carrying a haversack or something like that. Yeah, right, correct. When she covers up, you really can. Do you think it's easy or not? Who's getting married soon? Michelle. okay, Michelle. How would you hide a baby?
And before we do that, I would just like to inform you that we are going to go.
Okay, but it's impossible. During that time, how to?
On 21st.
move house. You're right. It's not easy. But you see, it takes faith. It takes faith to do something dangerous for God, for the baby's sake. Can you see that? If you get caught, wow, the soldiers are going
to
come after you. So you see, the parents, they did not fear the Pharaoh. They were not afraid. Who did they fear more?
Oh, sorry, to your group leaders later.
Who did they fear more than just the Pharaoh?
Later.
They feared God more.
Now, very quickly, I'm just going.
Can you see that? They feared God more. So,
now today we're going to go.
They found God to be very real, and they chose to put God first. And so, faith helped them not to be afraid. Can you see that?
The idea okay. of the choice
now,
of faith.
What happened next was that we all know they couldn't keep the baby anymore. And finally, they put the baby, Moses, on a basket. Okay, and obviously, he was found by the Pharaoh's daughter and raised by the Pharaoh's daughter. Now, of course, it's providence. God's hand was involved. Moses' mother was the one who specially was asked to look after Moses. Okay, now that's providence. That's very special. Now, along the way, Moses' mother must have said and shared many things about God. Because she was like the nanny. She's both mother and nanny now. And so along the way, Moses must have learned quite a few things. And one day, he decided. Now, let's go back to. He put one finger in Exodus, and then let's go back to Hebrews. And in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, when he grew up, you see, all of you are growing up. Okay? When he became of age, when he was old enough, when he understood enough, you know what? He decided that he wanted to believe in God too. So his parents' faith became his own faith. It became personal to him. Can you see that? It became precious to him. Okay, so faith is something that is very personal. In other words, to you yourself, it is real. That's what it means, personal. I believe in God. Okay, my parents are Christians. Okay, they were the one who brought me to Bethany. When Pastor Mark and I, we were young, we didn't want to go to Sunday school. We wanted to watch TV. Okay, and the cartoon that we wanted to watch so happens to be, last time Sunday school was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, and then we used to go for evening service. And 3 o'clock, wow, there's this cartoon that will always happen at this time. And Pastor Mark and I will always want to watch it. Okay, and my dad will come with a cane. Go to Sunday school! Wow, one day he literally had to pull us. We were holding on to the door. The two of us, I don't want to go. Go! Go to Sunday school.
In order to be
able okay. And then, you know, bit by bit, when I came to Sunday school,
I learned.
My father's and my mother's faith became personal and precious to me. Can you see that? Faith became personal and precious. God became personal and precious. Can you see that? You see, what is precious? Precious is... What does precious mean? Ethan, what does precious, what's most precious to you?
Moses was most significant, and they made a choice.
Are your brothers precious to you? No?
Choices that affected.
Huh? Are they precious? Important, but precious, not precious.
Let's look at verse 23.
Not precious, huh? Okay, what's precious Moses to you? Hi, actually. What's precious to you?
Of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing
Nicholas, what's precious to you?
Affliction with the people of God. Then to enjoy the passing pleasures.
Your life is precious. Okay, good. Your life is precious.
This is something that we want.
Huh? See, Audrey, what's precious to you?
Different.
Don't know.
Aspects of life.
Natalie, what's precious?
Of course, you came to a point where
parents are precious to you. Grace, what's precious to you?
And he came to a point where he said that, you know what?
Family is precious. Yening, what's precious to you? Family. Aaron, what's precious to you? Audrey. What's precious to you?
You have all the pleasures. You have everything.
People.
You are the son.
Friends, family. Yeah.
I mean, I was
okay.
Just comparing it to
Jeremy,
William.
What's precious to you?
Right? Prince William has
don't know.
Everything. His,
you know what's precious to me?
You know, his father is,
faith.
Is the son of the queen. The queen
God.
Has everything. She has billions of
God things. Is precious to me.
And
you know, you ask me whether
it's under her
rule. You give me a choice. Okay, I give you a choice, okay?
Make the choice of giving up.
Let's see whether this is. If I were to give you.
I mean, that's a big choice. I mean, would you?
$20,000.
Such a choice. If that comes to a point where you.
Okay? And the two choice. $20,000.
Decided, you know what? I'm not.
And God.
Be called a son.
Which one would you choose?
And he renounced.
His right. Okay, good. Oh, which one would you choose?
Why? So that he could choose.
$20,000.
Affliction with the
God.
Of God.
Now, Ryan, which one would you
interesting,
choose?
Interesting, the word here.
Very hard, right? $20,000. How much money do you have in your bank?
Choosing brother.
Don't know. 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, a few thousand lah, right?
The word
at least.
Is
$20,000. Samuel, which one would you choose?
Main verb of the sentence here.
You don't know. But you see, I tell you what I would choose.
I mean, it takes the
choice. I would choose God.
Of refusing first.
If I was offered $200,000, would I still choose
so
God?
First of all, he knew this was not
my answer
what
is yes.
He wanted. He didn't.
If I was given $2 billion,
and then
yes, it's a lot of money. Would I still choose God?
Now, from being prince,
yes, I would. Because no money in this world
To suffer
is going to compare to God.
Because one of the things that he came to understand was
so to me, God is far more precious than gold or silver.
Wow, what a choice.
Okay, and this is exactly
what
Moses
chose.
He chose God, he chose the people of God rather than the richest of Egypt. And so, you know what he did in the end? When he came, he began to choose. So there's personal faith. It becomes precious. There is personal choice. Okay? Look, he began to choose. In Hebrews chapter 11, and in verse 24, by faith, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Now, let me try to explain this. He learned to say no. And he also learned to say
that you're willing to take
yes.
Step. You know what? I'm willing to give up.
What did he learn to say no to?
Nothing.
He learned to say no
alongside my brother.
To?
You know, to me, when I
to what?
About that,
he learned to say no
would I
to
make
titles.
Maybe you are not prince or princess.
Riches.
Princesses of. I don't know.
Okay, let me redo it again. He began to say no to a life of peace.
When we talk about the idea of
a life of
to make that choice,
comfort,
give up comfort in order to.
He began to say no to a life of,
would you take that?
You know, doing whatever, sin.
That road.
He began to say no
when we talk about
to having things easy.
I mean, of course, our context here is Bethany.
And you see, it's very easy for us to want to have life to be easy.
To suffer alongside.
A life of comfort.
You know, when
a life of,
father
I can do whatever I want, sin, pleasure, every day, play computer games.
And a family,
a life of pleasure.
Yes,
I do whatever I want.
A little bit of,
a life of laziness, ease.
Doing something else, we will take the trouble to go down.
When I was your age, I was very lazy.
Very, very practical application.
Okay? When I watch TV with Pastor Mark.
Because we choose to,
you know, during that time we all I can't play computer games. I had a computer game called Atari. Atari 1000. Wow, it's the latest computer game. First computer game ever. So I told my dad, Dad, I want to have an Atari 1000. The computer game is so, you know. And then, so I started playing. Every time lose. Within a matter of 2 minutes, 3 minutes, game over. Game over. And I knew that I wasn't cut out for computer games. So the next best thing, watch TV. So like, okay, Monday's a holiday, right? You know, I can watch TV. Moment I get up, switch on the TV.
With the
and then I watch.
The
breakfast, watch. Watch until lunchtime, 12
you
o'clock.
To make
then after that, go for lunch. Or rather, my grandma will bring lunch. And then after that, I watch from 1 p.m. Watch until 6 o'clock. Okay, then go have dinner.
It is that you
then again, watch again. From 7 o'clock all the way to 12 midnight.
Pleasure, it says here, right?
And I'll just lie down on the couch.
You know, to make
and
choice,
wow, life of ease.
With the people of God,
do whatever I want. Pleasure. Sin.
Of sin.
Comfort.
So the choice here. Hmm?
I heard about this Korean guy who played computer game.
Right?
He suffering? Played 4 days in a row.
As opposed to
a computer
all
game.
The rights and privileges.
Whole day, whole night, no sleeping.
The pleasures of sin.
You see, we can say, we can allow ourselves to be controlled by all these
Moses
things.
Made that choice. And he say, you know,
but you know, Moses, by faith, he said, you know what? I'm going to say no to all this.
Really,
you know, young people, do you know how to say no?
You know, I'm glad for him.
Do you know how to say no?
Run, I mean,
and you know what?
So
one
much,
day I decided
so much,
I'm going to say no
weekend,
to watching
like
TV
I knew,
whole day.
I, would have him, right? No,
I said no.
It's up to him, but that's his choice.
And I stopped.
But I'm glad.
I stopped watching whole day. Do I still watch TV? Yeah.
To your heart.
A bit
maybe
here and there.
It's true
news.
Miss, you know, your God hmm?
Maybe a bit
your,
of
your body and your feet.
Gee, I don't know what's on TV nowadays.
To be what it is. And okay, you know, you can enjoy.
I don't
rest,
really know.
Number of years in your life. Now
so I learned to say no.
To reconsider.
Do you know how to say no?
Is it all about soccer?
See, that's what faith is. Faith teaches you to say
like, I mean,
no.
There's nothing wrong with this pleasures of life.
Hmm?
I mean, I enjoy
to a life of ease.
I enjoy
to a life of comfort.
You know?
To a life of sin.
Basketball.
See, sin can control you.
I enjoy
anger sports. Can control you.
But I remember it was a very
greed can control you.
That I had to make.
See, some of us, we study hard because one day maybe, wow, you know what? I want to be the richest man in Singapore.
It was a conscious effort.
I want to do well so that, wow, I can earn tons of money. When I was in primary 6,
you know,
I had this friend.
Much more time.
His name, I still remember
that's
his
what?
Name. Ti Shen,
you can use
his
it
name. Because we played softball together, you know, softball. Oh, okay, I played softball. And he was the first base.
So much of those things
you know, softball, the first base, he's the guy who stands at the first base, he catches the ball. Because he's fat, he's big. When the guy's running, he blocks the guy. he catches the ball. I still remember his botak. Like a monk like that, you know. But I tell you, when he's in action, when the ball hits, and then the guy catches and the ball comes, he will, he has a way of catching the ball. And he always, when he catches the ball and his legs on the whatever, the cushion, and the guy's out. You know how to play softball? Yeah, something like baseball, right? And I still remember, we always go out, we have fun together. He said,
look at this, look at verse 26.
We were in Premier 6, says, I will not rest until I can buy my first Porsche.
These are riches.
You know what's a Porsche?
Whatever he had to.
A Porsche is a sports car. You know what's a Porsche?
Really,
I'm sure you do. You know? Okay. Porsche is a Porsche. Porsche. You know it's a Ferrari? Okay. It's a sports car.
Revelation,
right? And he said, I will not rest until I buy my first Porsche.
Revealed to him.
Wow. That was Premier 6. Can you imagine?
And part of
a lot of people, they want a life of ease. They want to have a life of comfort, a life of sin, a life of pleasure. Do whatever I want. Eat whatever I want. Okay? Do anything that I want. And look, this is what Moses did. Moses decided. He said no. Instead, he chose to be part of God's people, who were the Hebrews. And the Hebrews were being tortured during this time. They were in bondage. They were doing hard labor. And he is saying, I am going to say yes to a life of hard work.
And moving on in my career, and so on and so forth. So I really appreciate
hard work.
I know CN had to go through. It's challenging.
Young people, do you know how to choose hard work?
But yet, is that all to life?
You see, it takes faith. And I learned to take hard work. The last 20 years as a pastor, I've been working 7 days a week. 7 days, I have no days off. 7 days I work.
Wow.
I learned to take hard work. I learned to work on my mats again and again and again until I get it. I learned to work on my history. I love history. I go through, and before I took my A-levels, I went through my stuff 8 times. The whole 2-year syllabus, okay? I went through it 8 times. I knew everything by my fingertips.
We see the summit's perspective.
I don't remember anything now. But I remembered. Wow, you ask me anything, I can tell you everything. When I was studying when I was in the Air Force, when I was studying about the aircraft, I can tell you exactly where each part of the blade of the aircraft, what's connected, every single thing. I can pull the whole aircraft apart, I can put it all back. I went through it again and again and again until I mastered it.
Earn more money? Make more money?
See, that's hard work.
To be able to offer,
and I learned. I learned to say no to a life of ease, to a life of hard work. A life where along the way, maybe there's a bit of suffering. I learned how to suffer things. I learned how to take tough things. A lot of people say, what kind of generation this is? This is a strawberry generation. What does that mean, strawberry generation? Last night I was eating some strawberries. It was very nice dessert. You know, we were having auntie's birthday. It was auntie's birthday, auntie Sally's birthday, and then we were having with a session. And there was this amazing, amazing dessert where they had this chocolate ball. And inside the chocolate ball, there is cream yogurt, and there's strawberries, and there's don't know what else there is. And then when they pour, hot milk or something like that?
We will have
hot milk or something like that, then the whole thing will just collapse. Wow, amazing. That was really, really nice.
Look at verse 27. Let's go back to Hebrews.
Super fattening, but it was really nice. Okay? And you know,
in verse,
you know, I learned how to take hard things.
Okay. By faith, he
don't be afraid. Egypt. So, among the dessert, there was the strawberries.
For he endured
this chocolate thing. And then you press very soft.
Invisible.
You touch the thing. you press a bit, then.
He turned his back on Egypt.
Are you a strawberry generation?
He abandoned. That's what he means here.
You tell the person, next person who tells you, you know, you are part of a strawberry generation.
Everything.
You say, no, I'm not.
Just imagine a place where you have everything that you wish for. All the
tell them. I'm learning to be tough.
The things that you have power.
I'm learning to be tough as a nut.
All that you wish for.
You want to be a strawberry? You're wearing red today, Nicholas. You want to be known as a strawberry? Do you want or not?
No,
say no. Say no to being a strawberry. Strawberry. What you want to be? Say yes to?
No, it takes choice. I mean,
be a nut.
What if
be a nut case.
You have to make,
what do you want
to
be?
End up angry, you know, causing someone to be angry.
Watermelon.
Okay, watermelon. A bit better, but not hard enough. Still very soft. You take watermelon, you drop. Something harder. Come on. What? Durian! Okay, be a durian! But durian very... You know, very... very... A bit too... You know, they say durian. Tastes like heaven. Smells like hell. A bit too hard lah. Something else, something more...
Coconut.
Okay, coconut, yes! Coconut, wow, really, really hard. Don't be a strawberry. Say no to be a strawberry. Say yes to be a coconut. doesn't sound nice. Something better. Something. Anything else? You know what? Learn. The coconut drop from the ground. Drop from the ground. Boom. Still, wow, strong. Floats in the sea, don't go all over the place. The bird come bite. Wow. Still strong. Don't be a strawberry. See, to me, you know what? A bit of suffering, wow, forget it. I die. Kill myself. Yesterday, we were just talking about someone who went to a law firm and didn't do so well, got some bad report, girlfriend broke up with him. You know, he decided, might as well end my life. Jump. Did you hear about it? Yeah, might as well jump.
But I made that choice.
Come on.
Never regretted that choice. And even though they were
be upset, tougher. You don't want me, never mind. Someone else will like me. It's okay. Don't worry, it's not the end of the world.
End of the day,
Ryan,
you know,
would you ever jump because of a girl? Please don't, okay? It's not worth it.
This is your life.
Ken.
Don't
ever be tougher. Say yes to hard work. Learn to be tough. Say yes to toughness.
I mean, much of the, you know, what we have.
Learn to be tough. Learn to take things. Learn to take hard things.
So it's not against.
You know, in life, we all must learn to be tough.
You have
I am someone who has learned to take a lot of Christian tough person. Things.
So of course,
when I was young, when I was younger, when I wanted to be a Christian, you see, he was Because he wanted to be identified with his God's people. He wanted to be a Christian. He wanted to believe in God. The Pharaoh was angry. The Pharaoh was angry with him. You know, he was not afraid. When I became a pastor, a student pastor, dad was a bit angry, was quite angry with me and Pastor Mark.
Right
and they wanted Pastor Mark and I to leave the church.
Of course, when we talk about the Word of God,
I said, no.
The Word of God is very
I'm going to stay here because this is where I believe God wants me to be.
Do anything that is against.
You know what? I wasn't afraid. I learned to be tough.
So if there's something that is done, definitely, I mean,
I learned to say
whether
yes
your boss, whether
to toughness.
It is your colleagues, or whether it is anybody else.
You know, my dad chased me out of the house.
Whether it is your friend, whether it's your
he
spouse,
said, get out!
Anybody that causes you to do something
get
that
out.
Is unethical.
That you are no longer my son. My dad, no, when he shouts.
That
10 houses away can hear.
Rather than to take that step of
get out!
That which is wrong, that is against the Word of God.
You know,
whether
my toughness
your job is at stake,
you want me to get out? I get out!
To me,
so I get out.
We
and
to
thank God because
God,
by then,
the Lord will honor you.
I can act so tough because I had an apartment in Bethany, you see. Then,
in his heart that
so I came to Bethany. Wow. But I tell you, it was very, very tough.
You know, the king's delicacy.
You know, Pastor Mike and I, first time, we were really, 27, 28.
Part of his training,
I hugged him, he hugged me, we cried together.
What he was seeking to do, ultimately, you know, is that he will choose.
But I tell you, it was very tough.
And he did it. And he was blessed.
It was a very painful
when
time. But you know what?
Things that
I learned to take tough things.
This, God will always honor you.
And so through the years, I've learned to be very tough.
Again and, again and, again.
And I learned to take hard
even
things.
Though you may have to face the wrath or
I learned to be strong in the Lord.
I can tell you this. Ultimately, it is the God.
So you ask me, am I part of the strawberry generation? I'm not. I'm not. I'm part of the coconut generation. Something else better. Anything else you can think of? Audrey, can you think of something else better than coconut?
You have to make that choice. Every day you have to make that choice.
Chosen generation. Okay, that's biblical.
According to faith.
Chosen
according
generation.
To what is right. According to
right?
The Word of God. According to His will.
And you know, Moses learned. He learned. He learned not to take the easy way out. He learned to say yes to suffering, to discomfort. You know, he learned to endure.
Whether it was Moses,
he learned to say yes to endurance. Wow, he learned how to endure.
All have to learn to make choices.
Learn to endure,
to
young people.
Do that which is right, rather than
I learned to endure.
What's the point of doing something?
I learned how to fight.
And
I learned how to be tough. I learned how to be strong.
And displease the Lord. What is
and many of you are not strong.
We learn one
and I'm challenging you. Learn to be strong.
Okay.
Learn to be tough.
I think there's something for us.
Learn to take hard things.
To seriously consider the choices that we make.
When you can take hard things,
most crucial.
You know the Lord can use you in ways that you can never imagine.
Then in verse 26,
so I learned to be tough. I learned to be strong. I learned how to endure. Next month we are
invisible.
We are
so
going.
Really
we are going to India to help out in a youth camp. You know what? You know what's the temperature or not? 36
okay.
Recently. Was it very hot?
By faith,
almost like dying, right? Will you feel? Do you feel like you are melting? Your hair start to melt. No, Do you all feel it was very hot, Samuel?
So this is also
okay. Do you know it was 36 degrees?
That,
I tell you. When you go to India, you know, during that period, you know, what's the temperature?
Jonathan,
what do you think is the temperature?
On the household.
And the temperature is going to be 45 degrees.
You know, to do
can you imagine 45 degrees? 45 degrees, you take the frying pan, you take an egg,
if you, were to put that blood,
you put it on the stone, it will cook.
The Passover,
that's 45 degrees, okay?
The plague will pass
that's how hot it is.
And,
when the cat
the
is chased by the dog, they don't run. They walk. Because it's so hot. It's going to be hot, I tell you. But you know what? I'm preparing to endure. It's so hot, they have boils on their faces. Have you seen? Yeah, I think none of you have seen. I've seen it. Because it's so hot, wow, the skin, there's like, you know, like a boil coming up on the face. It's like a pimple, but it's water inside. It's a boil. Wow, it's painful. That's how hot it is. But you know what? I'm learning how to take toughness. Okay, so this afternoon, young people, first, is faith personal to you? Is faith precious to you? Okay, if it's not, then talk about it. How can faith be personal and precious? Two, personal choice. You know, I choose. I choose God's ways. And God's ways is not a way of ease, not a way of comfort, not a way of sin, but it is a way of hard work, it is a way of righteousness, it is a way of toughness. I learned to take tough things. It's a way of endurance. I endure. It's okay. Never mind. If this girl leaves me, never mind. It's your loss. If this guy leaves me, never mind. It's your loss.
Adoniram Jackson, he went to Myanmar. First couple of years of his ministry.
Not too long ago.
He didn't win anybody.
You know, someone I knew when I was in JC called me up.
And you see how the Lord began
this was a friend that I used to know.
I think he learned a lot from the experience.
She didn't want my friendship after a while because she was in university and she met someone else. Okay, never mind.
Far more significant,
shed
far
one tear. It's okay. Move on. Years later, she called me up. She got married, had three children, and migrated to Canada. She came back to Singapore for a while. Then she called me. Oh, Mitch, how are you? I say, who are you? Oh, this is... Oh, okay, yeah. How are you? And then she said, after I spoke to her for 10 minutes, she said, you know, Mitch, you sound so different. You're so mature now. You're so different from the person I knew when we were at JC. Say, yes, I changed. Then she was silent for a while. I wanted to say, your loss.
Whether you want to play soccer,
I didn't say. It's okay. You learn. You learn to be tough. Ken, Ryan, learn to be tough. Say no. Okay? If the girl tells you now, hey, Ryan, come, we go out JC. Say no. I want to study hard. I want to do my best now. Learn to say no and learn to say yes to the right things. Ken?
Well, you can. I'm not saying that you
cannot. Okay, we pray.
You can go on labor.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to pray and ask, dear Lord, that you help us to look at the example of Moses, of how by faith he has learned to choose the right things, to be wise, to choose you, and to choose the things that
your direction,
the way of the Lord, to say no to a life of sin and ease, to a life of hard work, a life of difficulties, a life of endurance through all the challenges of life. We pray, dear Father, that you help us to be able to follow his example too. And may we learn how to choose toughness in life. We pray, dear Father, that you bless all who are here. Help them to go through the exams that they have to go through this week. And we pray, dear Father, that you will bless them. And bless us as we give this offering to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah, really, right? No more direction. And...